BEP 305, Job Interviews, Talking About Accomplishments, 2.
You're listening to the second in a two-part series on Talking About Accomplishments. This is one of an ongoing sequence of podcasts on job interviews. The theme for this episode and the last is provide examples. In the first part, we looked at a bad and good version of a recent university graduate talking about his academic successes. We studied how to use our accomplishments to demonstrate skills and characteristics that will be attractive to our potential employer. In this episode, we examine another good response to the question about previous experience. We'll be looking at someone with a little more job experience. Yala Santos is an HR specialist who is working in a manufacturing company. She now has an opportunity to interview for an HR manager position in a business unit of a fast-moving consumer goods company, Fun Beverages International. Let's listen to how Yala deals with talking about her greatest achievement. Ordinarily, when responding to the question about your most significant accomplishment, it's very important that you prepare to tell a story that is organized and articulate. That means the story should be well-structured and flow smoothly. Though there are many ways to make your presentation, Yala uses the same general format that I like to follow. 1. You'll probably need to set up the story by providing some context. Where were you? What was the situation? What was at stake? That is, what did you stand to lose or gain? 2. Recount your role in the situation. How were you involved? 3. Discuss what you did, including any analysis or problem solving, any process you set up, and any obstacles you had to overcome. 4. Reveal the outcome and what made you proud. Whereas Alex gave us a good example of how someone with limited job experience might deal with the greatest achievement question, Yala shows us how someone with a more traditional employment record might address this query. As you listen, try to answer the following questions. 1. What was the project Yala was working on? 2. What was her role in it? 3. What did she do? 4. What was the outcome?
Great, Yala. That covers previous experience. Now, could you tell me a little about what you consider to be your most significant achievement?
Let's see. At the beginning of last year, Global Headquarters decided to harmonize the assessment and evaluation process for all business units worldwide into one global performance management system.
So, like a single integrated system.
Exactly. It's part of a global effort to provide a single interlinked database for human resources.
Sounds like a challenging project.
Yes, indeed. Especially because we only had 10 months to get it off the ground.
Really?
Yeah, 10 months from planning to launch. My manager called a meeting and we immediately formed a task force. I was placed in charge of localization and documentation, and I played a key role by analyzing and solving a number of problems.
What type of problems?
Well, for example, I anticipated that sales and marketing would need to know all the key performance indicators in advance, because training on the new system wouldn't begin until after they had already completed their planning process for 2008.
Sounds like a pretty major issue.
Yes, and obviously a seamless transition with sales was very important for our BU's bottom line. So I collaborated with the sales division to develop sample evaluations for all sales and marketing functions. Then I coordinated with them to develop a series of pre-launch trainings to get everyone up to speed.
Did it work?
Yes. I'm proud to say it did. We boosted productivity by at least 10% because of our actions. It was hard work, but we got extremely positive feedback throughout the whole process. And despite a few hitches, things went pretty smoothly.
Great. Sounds like a success.
Yes. I think my role in this project demonstrates a number of important personal qualities. Being poised under deadline pressure, being proactive and having long-range vision, practicing a flexible approach, and definitely being a good team player, because so much of it required coordinating and mediating between different departments.